Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Tricia Show.
He is coming to Kansas City along with his brother and his sister-in-law for Max Val Pita Confidential. Going to be at the Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland Sunday, April 29th. Say good morning to Val Schmierkowski. Hi, Val.
Hi. Hi, Teresa.
I like how you say my name.
Go on.
We're very excited to have you on the show, Val. You've been on Dance with the Stars forever, and you've done tours before. What can we expect from this, watching you guys live in person?
Well, first of all, I mean, this is a family show, and, you know, besides all the cool, sexy dance moves that you see us do on the show, you know, we also really pride ourselves on our family values and how strong of a bond we have, my brother and I, and now, you know, Peter's entered our life. They're new parents. You know, I'm an uncle. And so for us, there's so many new developments that are inspiring us creatively in our lives. So we're putting all that on stage and we're bringing it to a city near you.
I guess your nephew has no choice but to get into the dancing biz.
I mean, yeah, he's not going to have a choice in that sense. We're bringing him along for the ride, and he's definitely going to be my wingman throughout.
How old were you when you first started to learn to dance?
I was, I was about 7 years old I kind of was dragging along my brother. So he started dancing, and then my parents, you know, were like, all right, you're going to go with him. And then I just kind of liked the environment. I liked the girls, and I liked all the action that was in the dancing, so I kind of stuck with me.
And Val, you kept quiet for quite a while about your girlfriend, Jenna. Will she be making any stops to visit you on the tour?
Yeah, no, sure. I was quiet for a while. I mean, I was pretty loud in my close vicinity. I wasn't, on the internet talking about it. But no, she's definitely going to visit. And like I said, I'm excited about my relationship. I'm excited about going out on the road, connecting with our audience, saying thank you for the opportunity. You know, it's going to be an awesome dance show. And what I realized with some time off this off season, putting the show together, I realized how much more dancing I have left and how lucky I am to be doing what I'm doing and how much I miss the road, how much I miss performing for people.
You know, I love watching dancing. I think it's a great thing. But do you exercise besides the dancing, or is the dancing your exercise?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it serves its purpose in different ways. In terms of cardio, I think it's the best cardio in the world, because you know you don't even notice how much you're burning. But having said that, if my goal is to put on weight and put on muscle and put on size, then I'd hit the gym. But outside of that, I mean, dancing does the trick.
You probably get to eat twice as much as I do every day. I'm jealous.
I'm also entering my 30s, and trust me, it's a reality check for everybody, including dancers.
I can see that. Hey, you got to appear on the Netflix show Fuller House. I love that show, and I loved your episode. Would you like to do more TV and movies?
I would love to, yeah. And I would love to. Fuller House was super fun. Our dear friend Candace Bure and then Jody Sweetin became a friend, and she did the show. And it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. I had a great time. There was so many parallels to, you know, what we do on Dancing with the Stars with Fuller House, and just being on camera, taking direction. I loved it. I loved it because it was a great environment, and I just loved the performance of it. But having said that, that's, you know, the opportunity with Confidential is to kind of, you know, put my foot through that door. It's not just a dance show. It's a theatrical show, and it has a cast of, you know, 14 people, and, you know, there's a narrative and there's a storyline, and I get to be a character in this narrative, and through dance and movement and narrative, we get to tell these different stories. I definitely love it, and you know, hopefully this is the transition that I make between, you know, just being a dancer on TV to something more.
And Val, you're doing all of that at one time. What's your number one tip for keeping your energy up?
Sleep.
I have to
sleep
agree with
is
you.
Like, yeah. I know it's true. I mean, it's definitely not underrated. I know people love their sleep, but you know, I think people need to learn how to tune out. You know, unfortunately, we live in a 24-hour world where people can get access to us at any point, but at some point, you need to come home, turn off your phone, turn off your technology, and just enjoy the rest, enjoy being home. You know?
I agree. Well, we're excited about the show. Max, Val, PETA, Confidential, coming to Kansas City at the Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland, going to be Sunday, April 29th, and we have two pair of tickets to give away right now. So let's take caller one and number two.
Okay.
816-576-7093. Val, thanks so much for getting up early and taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. And thank you to Kansas City and to all our fans that are going to come out. There are free hugs for everybody.
Oh.
If you could see me, approach me, and there's bound to be a hug somewhere in that conversation.
Oh, my God. Get ready for it, Val. You're going to get squeezed hard.
I like it.
To the dance, to the beat. Dance, dance, to the beat. Dance, dance, to the beat. I like to move it, move it.
Mix 93.3.